Today's daf in the Sechet Me'ilah brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Gimel. We had gotten up to the beginning of the fourth line. Let me remind you where it is that we were holding. We had discussed yesterday Ula's halacha. And according to Ula, the din is that once Kachim die, there's definitely no Isser of Me'ilah on it, but nonetheless, there is an Isser Me'ilah Mirabanan. And the nafkamina between the drabanan, obviously, in Isser Me'ilah drabanan, is not able to be machayev you carbon, because then it would be actually being male chulin la'azara. So they would never tell you to actively do an Isser. But furthermore, it would also mean that there's no din of chomesh. And that's what we had left with. We asked questions on him, and so far we haven't been able to show him to be wrong. The last thing that we brought was a Mishnah that was discussing the din of a chatat that died. It's dead. It no longer has financial value to Hegdesh. But anything that is Kedushat Damim and is worth money to Hegdesh, you're only mal if you were Nene Eshir of Eshavapruta. And therefore, if it would be alive, so then you would have to be Pogamit, which we'll see later on what it means to be Pogamit. But in any event, today the Gemara wants to ask how it could be that a chatat shemeta, asks the Gemara. The chatat shemeta, you're claiming over here in the Mishnah that there's a din of me'ila mirabona. Me'itme me'ila. Does it in fact have a din of me'ila at all, even mirabonan? Does it not say v'atnan chataot hametot? And we know that we have five examples of a chatat Hameta, that would be the case of a chatat that had a vlad, so a vlad chatat, or a tmurat chatat, or a chatat that became too old to be makriv, or a chatat shenitchapru ba'alei habacher, or a chatat that had gone and gotten lost, and was refound after you were mafresh another one. Those are cases where the actual animal would have to be allowed to starve, or if you had set aside money. And the same thing happened to the money. The balim was mitchap with another one, and the money had gotten lost, and so on. In the case where it would be money, the money would be holchot liyam hamelach, and you're not allowed to be nene from that money at all. So the din is lo ne'anin v'lo mo'alin. Uh-oh. Now, lo ne'anin l'chora has to mean, and this is the way we understand it now, lo ne'anin means that there's an iser of hana. But lo mo'alim means there's no iser me'ila. Even derabbanan, there's no iser me'ila. So the truth is, there's a lot of problems with this because very often we find lo ne'anin v'lo mo'alim, and the mefarshim understand the Gemara to mean there lo mo'alim midiraita, but lo ne'anin means there's an iser me'ila midirabbanan. The Gemara here doesn't entertain that for whatever reason. Some of the mefarshim are machalik between the other sugyas where over there it's acceptable. Because it's in the context of others learning that you are moil. So over there, when you say lo mo'alim means lo mo'alim midiraita. But over here, it would mean lo mo'alim midirabbanan, because you can't say lo ne'anin, and then if you're not allowed to be nena, that's clearly only mashma. Again, here, it's only mashma, an isra bi'alma, not an actual chiyav of me'ila, which is the equivalent, a parallel to a me'ila midiraita, except that it's only dirabbanan. Okay, but for whatever the reason, and it does not seem to be that we remain with this approach, the words lo nenin v'lo mo'alin, all over Shas, because Rashi himself is even soter himself a little later on in the Masechta to what he says over here. So many understand that this is only in the context of this sugya that the Gemara thought this. So you see from here that there's no me'ilaf yilmen rabbanan, there's only an isra on Nabi Alma. Answers the Gemara, even if that's true, that's because we're talking over here not about a chatat, a normal chatat that died. We're talking about a chatat hametot. A chataot hametot are all cases where people know that they're not usable for anything, that they're usher completely, both the hegdesh and the hedyot. Because of that, even while the animal is alive, the dealing minhag, people don't ever get close to being nene from such a thing. Mashenkein, what Ula was talking about was a case where it was a normal chatas, and then the animal died. Simple natural causes. So, the fuke echa, the mechayim, while it was a live chatas, on the contrary, a completely lo bedili minon. This is the chatas that they're going to be using, and it's going to be mechaper on them. So they don't keep themselves distant from the chatas. Therefore, the rabbanon were geyser, din me'ila, if the chatas dies. But this is a case where there's no need for a for a takana of the Rabbanan to be marked people for being nene. Eitver Rav Yosef Rabba Chada Migo Chada Vachada Migo Chada. Rav Yosef asked a question. Remember that immediately before we brought Ula, we had a machlokas Rav Yosef and Rabba as to what the din is alibed Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who says normally, if you have damim that were meant to be nitanim l'mala, you were natanam l'mata, or vice versa. If the Kohen went ahead and he was makriv, the emurim on him is beach, imalu lo yerdu. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. The question that we argued about yesterday between Rabbi Yosef and Rabba is whether that would be true even about the cases in our Mishnah. Let's say where the Shechita, where the Kabbalah was done, Shalom Mekomo, maybe Rabbi Shimon limited his din of imalu lo yerdu to a case where originally it had been kosher. So at least the Shechita was done properly, the Kabbalah was done properly, and now the Zrika was a Zrika, but it was a Zrika in the wrong place on the Mizbeach. But maybe even Rabbi Shimon would be made it to Rabbi Yehuda, which is what Rabba claims, that im alu yerdu, because Rabbi Shimon was only talking about that case. Was it make a general rule that any psul at all im alu lo yerdu, as long as it was to the Kodesh? So we had a machloket about that. Here, we're getting back to that now, because we got a little bit sidetracked onto Ula, because we had used Ula to explain that an example that there is such a thing as Me'ilah or Minarabon. And remember, we weren't really concentrating on Ula. We were trying to explain the Mishnah Alibi to Rabba. So we asked, according to Rabba, why would our Mishnah say that you're Me'il? How could it be Kodesh Hashem if you're not even able to leave it up on the Mizbeach B'diavad? So we answered that Enochinami, it's not Kodesh Hashem, it means Me'ilah to Rabban. And that's how we got into Ula. That Ula says there's such a thing as Me'ilah Minarabon. Fine. Getting back now to the thread that we had before, and that was that Rabba was saying that Alibet Rabbi Shimon im olu yerdu. So here Rabbi Yosef asks, Chada migo, chada migo, chada. In other words, I can't ask from one clear-cut thing. I have to build up my question, step after step. Mishnah number one, Mishnah number two, and now I get to my question for Mishnah number three. So let me start from the beginning. I start with the Mishnah that says that v'chulan ein metam'in begadim abeit abliyah mo'alim b'hem. All of the cases in which you had, there the Mishnah is going through what happens if you treat a chatata of like an olata of, and an olata of like a chatata of, and you brought, meaning you do the malika and the mitzui or the zrika, whatever the case is, depending on what we're talking about, in the wrong place. Because remember, in Eila, the malika and the zrika is done lamala. We put a sikra on an of, that was our sin, remember. Olat of, and olat of flies up. Okay. And everything else is the opposite of that. So, okay, so the chata is meant to be lamata bechuta sikra on an of. And you had in kavona that it should be an olata of, but you treat it like a chata, or vice versa. In all of the cases, you will not be matame begodim abeta bliya, despite the fact that you did a malika. And you did a malika on a bird that's not kosher for the mizbeach. Because it ended up that everything was done in the wrong place. So you would think, okay, so now it's an avela. Nivlat of tahor. That wasn't shechted, over here wasn't shechted, it was an imblat. Would be matame begodim when somebody swallows it. The din is that over here, since it's so it was b'kodesh, so it's not matame begodim abeta bliya. Not only that, it retains its isur me'ila because it was kodesh kadashim. Because you didn't do a proper zrika to be motziat midei me'ila. However, and there's one additional point, there's one case, and the only case, where you wouldn't be me'il, is where everything was done right. And that would be a chatas of, that you brought it lamata, meaning you did the malika lamata, and you did the mitzvah lamata, kamaisa chatas of. L'shem chatas of. So over there, since it has a shas heter l'kayanim, because it is a kosher now for the kohanim to eat, and this is the only case that you have a case where it's kosher for kohanim to eat, only in this case, there you don't have me'ilah anymore. Fine. Now, continuing, that was my chod, and now continuing my next chod. V'katani iluya. Kosha ya pisulo v'kodesh. Furthermore, we say that anything where the psul was not bekodesh, let's say that it was something that happened before it was Hugdash. Let's say it had lost a limb, one of its wings had dried out, or maybe it was too old, it was a Ben Yonah that was outside of its time. So all of that is Lo Hayapsula B'Kodesh, and in that case, it would in fact be Mamash and Avela, and it would be Matame B'Gadim HaBeit HaBliya. Okay. Now, that means, let me just spell this out to you, Rabbi Yosef, that means that if the rule is that anything that was not Psula B'Kodesh is B'Tam B'Gadim HaBeit HaBliya, then that means that the aforementioned cases, which is where you brought a Chatasov as an Eilasov, or an Eilasov as a Chatasov, is considered to be yes Psula B'Kodesh, because it says that it's not B'Tam B'Gadim HaBeit HaBliya. Clear? Okay, now here's my knockout punch to you, Rabbi. Now that we're clear about those two points, here's my third Mishnah, and this is going to kill you. Because the third Mishnah says, Vikatami, Kol Shaya Psula B'Kodesh, pay close attention, Im Alo Lo Yerdu. Now for God's sake, who said that? Obviously not Rabbi Yehuda. It can only be going on to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon is saying that in this case, where the Melika was done wrong, which is the equivalent of our Mishnah, where the Shkita was done Bedorah. So we hear the Melika of an Oyla was done Lamata. Same exact case, my dear friend. And what does it say? Im Olo Lo Yerdu, which is exactly what I said Rabbi Shimon would hold, and what you said Rabbi Shimon would not hold. To Yufta, to Rabbah, and indeed this is a knockout punch to Yufta. There is no way to recover from this. Rabbah is now out of the running, and we're left with Rav Yosef in Shita, that indeed in the cases in the Mishnah, Im Olo Lo Yerdu, in which case our Mishnah is talking about Kotche Hashem, in which case the Me'ila that was mentioned is Me'ila Dioraita, and now everything is as it seemed to be, and it makes everything much simpler. The Mishnah is really talking about all the examples of what would still be Kotche Hashem, Lamrot, all of the things that were done wrong on the way to becoming Kotche Hashem. And that proves it. Now, you should know, says the Gemara, that this whole question about what the din would be, which Rabbah and Rav Yosef were arguing on, what would be the din, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. I don't know which one Rabbi Elazar Paskin's like, but I can tell you that it was definitely clear to him who the halacha was like. And I'll show you why. It's Pshita Leil Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar asks an interesting question about a very unique case. His unique case is somebody is living at a time, let's say of Novim Givon. So there you have a Bamat Sibur in Novim Givon proper. If you bring a carbon to the Bamat Sibur, so then it has the din of Kachim Mizbeach, and there's a din of Tzofen, and all of the places have to be exactly as defined, as to be Betoch HaZora, Mechitzas Dramakiv, etc., etc. But if you would bring the same carbon on your own rooftop, on a Bamat Yachid, there would not be those din. Okay, so you wouldn't need Kohanim, you wouldn't need Tzofen, Bechitzes, etc. What happens if a guy had in mind, when he was magdish this korban, I magdish it, I want to bring it on my roof. Then he finds out he's got a business trip out in Nov, so he decides, oh, what should I bring it on my own roof? I can bring it in the Bamas Tzivur. So he travels to Nov, and he brings it into the Mishkan. Once he brings it into the Mishkan, Olat Bamat Yachid, once you bring it into the mechitzot, the din is kotu mechitzot to hold avar. It now becomes the equivalent of a korban, the same korban that had been initially brought to the mishkan of the tzibur. Therefore, tzofen is ma'akev, mechitz is ma'akev, and so on. Here's my question, says Rabbi Elazar. My question is: such a case of an ola of a bamat yachid shechnisa, and the din would be that did something that passed it. Okay, whatever it is. I want to know whether the halacha is im olu mao sheyerdu. Suppose you brought it to the wrong place. Suppose, and Lamaisa, had I brought it on my own rooftop. Now here's what's bothering me. Had I brought it on my own rooftop, shechting it bedorim would not have been an issue. But I did that here. So is it different because it's here? Now, if Rabbi Eliezer is asking, is it different because it's here, and he's not asking, what's the din in general, im olu lo yerdu? So obviously, he knew the din about a normal carbon. whether it would be Imalu Lo Yerdu. He wanted to know, but what about this unique case? Where over here it's not exactly the same, because though all of these requirements would not have been the same originally, would we say Imalu Lo Yerdu or not? Mashmid, he knew what Talak would be in a normal case. Now, as we'll see, I don't necessarily know in which direction he knew. You see, because on the one hand, it is less likely in this case to be a problem that would be mechayev us to be morid from the mizbeach. Why? Because my original intent had been to bring it in this way. So memela lo nora. But on the other hand, there's more of a reason to be morid from the mizbeach. Why? Because lamaisa was nifsa. So even if you would hold that a mizbeach is mekadesh, and you can't take something off of the Mizbeach, that's only where originally something was meant for the Mizbeach. Over here, since originally it wasn't meant for the Mizbeach, maybe the Mizbeach doesn't have the Kayach to be Mekadesh, a thing that we're just treating it as if, but isn't really the Kachim that were meant to be on the Mizbeach. So, I don't know which way Rabbi Elazar knew it, but I do know that he knew it, because otherwise, why would he limit his question to Dafka, a case of an Oila that was meant to be brought on a Bamat Yachid, you see? So, to him, it clearly wasn't an issue. So, it's that inside. So, Rabbi Eliezer asked, Ola zu mau, imalu mau shiirna. Now, what I'm saying is, since he's only asking one, this particular unique case, not a normal case, right? So, apparently the normal case, he knew, I don't know what he knew, but it was clear to him, otherwise he would have asked. First of all, what's halacha? Do we follow Rabba's approach? Do we follow Rabbi Yosef's approach? So that must have been obviously to him. I don't know what, but it's either like Rabba like Rabbi Yosef. I don't know what he held. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. We often find that someone will ask a question which is built of chodah migo chodah kami b'ayla, where I may not know the first step. So I ask a question which addresses both. And what I'm asking is like this. He's saying, perhaps the approach is like Rabba, but I would still ask my question, because maybe why did Rabba say that in a case where you were sheikhet bedoro, nonetheless take it off of the mizbeach alibi Rabbi Shimon? Why? Because maybe that's mechitza ketikuna. I mean, it's because it was meant to have this mechitza. So sheikhet bedoro is a total psul. Okay, but over here, it's not a total psul, because you never really meant to bring it with this mechitza. So mechitza shaloki tikuna is lo pasul. In which case, even Rabba would agree that im alu lo yerdu in this case. Because the mizbeach was makadish something that wasn't so pasul. It wasn't meant to be brought this strictly anyway. So don't be so strict with it. Or I could say maybe exactly the opposite. Maybe normally the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef. Then imal lo yerdu, but maybe afilu the Rav Yosef, who normally holds that imal tal lo tered, maybe that's only because originally we're bringing on the mizbeach something that was meant for the mizbeach, and that's because b'chitza ketikuna kalta, but shalo ketikuna, where it wasn't really meant for it, maybe it wouldn't be kolet totally. And therefore imal lo yerdu, even I'll leave it Rav Yosef. And that remains standing, teku, but I don't know what Rabbi Elazar himself holds, legabe, a normal chatas. Omrav Gidlom Arav. I want to, in conjunction with what we've been talking about, which is the dinim of what things bring to the ila, and what things take off the ila. Now remember, that kachim kadashim and kachim kalim are exact opposites. See, what we're going to have to do is, as usual, when we start a new Masechta, the Yesodos gradually become clear in the Gemara. So we've spoken about some interesting things that the Gemara has taken for granted and we don't really quite understand because we never got to the Mishnah yet. So an example from yesterday was the difference between needing to be Pegei Meshavah Pruta, where something is Shayach Pegima, or being Nen even without Pegei, where something doesn't have any kind of Dam value to Hegdesh. Okay. Exactly what that means. We're going to have to wait till we get to the sugya itself. We talked about the different dinim of Me'ila in terms of Mamon and in terms of Asham. Again, when we get to the sugya, we'll get into more detail. There's another sugya which we'll also get to, And that is the difference between Kachim Kalim and Kachim Kadoshim. And they are mirror images of each other. That which creates the Chiyuv of Me'ilah by Kachim Kalim is the moment of Zrika. Because up until Zrika, it wasn't Me'yuchad for Kachim Asher. The moment you do the Zrika, now you're able to bring the Imurim on the Mizbeah. So the Imurim become Kachim Asher. When it comes to Kachim Kachim, it's the exact opposite. Kachim Kadoshim originally are completely out of the hands of a Hedid. Therefore, they're Kulei Kachim Hashem. The moment that you do the Zrika, now you're Matir, the Bosser for Keanim, in a case of those Karbonos that are Ne'achalot. The moment you're Matir, the Bosser, the Keanim, that Bosser no longer has it in a Me'ilah, because it's not Me'yuchad Lashem, because it's going to be eaten by humans. Now, I want to suggest, says Rav Gittel, quoting Rav, that a Zrika of Pigel, now remember, we talked about yesterday, the Hava Mina, that maybe a Zrika that would be a Zrika of Pigel would be a bigger Kiddush because it's completely in its own world. It's Maratza LePigula. Today, let's get into that a little bit more. A Zrika of Pigel, I want to say, is not motzi midei me'ilah b'kachi kadoshim. Why? Because since you're zerek this dam in a way that's not matir anything for the kayani, it remains kachi Hashem. Even though lemaisa you're being destroying it by being mefagel with the zrika. And I want to further say that since lemaisa zrika of pigel is not maybe the Imurim of Kachim Kalim to the Mizbeach, because now they're puzzled for the Mizbeach. So because of that, it's Eino Mevi, Lidei Mila, B'Kachim Kalim. So it's not Nechshav to be a regular Zrika at all. So Abaye hears this, and he says it over in front of Rav Papa, V'Karmel Alar Shmaitz. He said over what Rav Gittel Amar Rav said. So Rav Papa asked Abaye from the following, Hashol Cheit et HaToda Lifnim. Somebody is shechting a Korban Teda in the Azara, the problem was that the lechem of the Teda was not in the Azara at the time of the Shechita. So since it says in the Torah that you should bring the lechem, al, the word al, the Gemara Darshan says elsewhere, al kalot lechem, al always means besamuch. It has to be nearby. And over here, it's not nearby because it's a different world. It's outside of the Azara. So because of that, the lechem is not Kedesh. If you shechted and the lechem was in the Azara, but it wasn't baked completely. Lo karmu paneha. So you didn't have that thin brownish topping on the lechem. It's still not called lechem. It's still considered to be dough. And therefore, if lo karmu paneha betanur, for that matter, even if you've got all of the lechem except for one, you've got 40 lechem. So 39 of them are kosher lechem. One wasn't completely baked. The lechem will not be kodesh. How about if you do a shechita chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekayma? So then the lechem is kodesh. Uh-oh. But shechita chutz l'zman, meaning with a machshava, to eat it chutz l'zman or chutz l'mekayma, so then the halacha would be that the lechem is kodesh. Now, the lechem is kodesh for what? That's already a question. The simple meaning of the Gemara is that the lechem is kodesh and that there's me'ilah on the lechem. But that's a problem because we never find me'ilah on the lechem. Because the lechem becomes, it's never brought on the Mizbeach. And this, and if it's kosher for anything, it's kosher for achila. If it's kosher for achila and it's kosher talim, then it's bedafka not me'ilah. Okay, so many of the Rishonim understand that the Gemara is asking not kodesh alechem for me'ilah, kodesh alechem to become nifsal with a tefuyon, for instance, right? Okay, but once we see that pigo is able to bring Kedusha to Lechem, even though it's possibly it because it's Pigel, so then it should be able to bring Me'ilah on the Basar, on the Emurim. And you say that it's not. So here we see that Pigel, it should be mighty. That's the language is a little bit, it's taken a lot for granted. Alma Pigel mighty lalidei Me'ilah. So you see that a Zrika of Pigel is kosher, because here it's legabi, whatever halakha is in Nagea, to be possible for Tfuyom or whatever. In our case, it should also be Mevili Dei Me'ilah. This is basically the same Yisod. Ishtik. buyer was shocked. I don't have what to answer. Don't have what to answer. Gittel HaMarab made so much sense to me. Now I see there's a problem. So Rabbi went to Rabbi Abba to tell him over what the kasha was. How do I understand this? Omar Lein. So Rabbi Abba told him, it's not a problem. Because we're talking about where you did it with Pigel. That was Bezrika. And that's a completely different thing. Namely, there's no kasha. Because when we say that somebody went ahead and he did the pigo, what it's talking about over there is that he did it, the pigo bezrika, even though it says over here that it was shachta klitzlizman. And that was the whole point of Rav Gittel HaMarab. We were talking about zrika spigo, enomotzi midei me'ilah. And we're bringing you a kasha from the case of shachta klitzlizman of a klitzlimekoyma kodash. Remember that once you do the Zrika is actually the Gemar of the Pigel. So in a case where when you do Shechita alone, you haven't completed your Pigel. Because remember that Kishem, that you need Ritzoy for a Korban Kosher, you need to be Ritzoy on the Pigel. Without Zrika, there is no Chiev of Pigel. Memela, what happened is like this. Once you do the Shechita, the Lechem becomes Kodesh. That's true. 100%. Because you haven't passed the Lechem until you complete the Pigel. When you complete the Pigel by doing the Zrika, then Ein Achinami, the instant you do the Zrika, it becomes Pigel Gomor. But once it becomes Pigel Gomor, then it's not kosher. So Memela, there is such a thing as Pigel, meaning incipient Pigel, which we know it's not Pigel Gomer, because you're certainly not Chayav Kores for eating something where only the Shechita was done with a Machshavas Pigel. You're only Chayav once you complete it by doing the Zrika, which is Meratzel Piguloi, as we spoke about before. So when Rav Gittel HaMarab says that it's not Mevi Lidei Pigel, he said, what was his language? His language was Zrikat Pigel. Enomotzi midei me'ila, and enomevili de me'ila. That's 100% true. But the first step where you did the Shechita in order to have it as Pigel, which will only be completed by the Zrika, during that time, the Lechem indeed is Kadesh. To be Nifsal B'Tvuyom, or if there's some magic way which is a big problem for all the other sugyas, that it's shayach pigel on lechem, fine, so then it would be the lechem would be pigel. But the bottom line is that there's a tremendous difference between incipient pigel and real pigel. And Rabbi, the whole mimer of Rav that you were quoting, Rav Gittel HaMarab, is that we're talking about the Zrika pigel. So don't let Rav Papa scare you. There's no comparison between hashochet for pigel and hazorek for pigel.
What happens to this?
Oh, it's burned? No, it's psulim mukdashim, it's burned.
There's no
heter achila for the kohanim or the bialim on anything.
It remains
possible. Yeah. So that's the difference. Omar le Ravashi le Rova. So Ravashi heard this, and he said, well, what are you going to do about Ula? V'omra Ula. Kometz pigel she'alola gabim is be'ach. Now, at kometz, there is no zrika. Kometz, doing the kmitza on a mincha is the equivalent of doing the shechita of the korban. Right? So you went ahead now and you were kometz l'shem pigel, and there is no equivalent zrika. And it says over here, if you bring the kometz pigel l'gabim is be'ach, poka pigulo mimeno. Remember, we spoke about that before. So the pigel disappears once the mizbeach starts to burn and it's nishlata beruba. The din of pigel goes away from it because now it's already completed its mitzvah. Well, what are you talking about? Kmitz is the same as shechita, and you said shechita alone is actually not enough to be koveya the pigel. Is that what you said? So how do you explain the fact that Ula mentions a kometz of pigel where there should be no such thing as a kometz of pigel? Because kometz is not enough. You would need haktara in order to be koveyat bepigo, because that would be the equivalent of the zrika. Putting it on them is bare. And here it's saying that it's pigo. So let me talk it out, says the Gemara. Now, kemitza is basically shkita. And yet it's calling it a kemitza pigo. Omar le, but that doesn't mean literally a kemitza pigo. What he means is the isura, the maite li de pigo. So in other words, you're mafago b'shat kemitza. Okay? Now you bring it up. At the moment that you bring it up, you complete your pigo. So the kometz itself is not a kometz of pigo, you're right. But where did the pigo take place? Bishat kmitza. So bishat kmitza, we're calling the kometz that brought this minchaliday pigo. But not that the kometz itself is pigo. So now, as you go ahead and your makrivit, memela, at the same moment, paka pigolo. In other words, there never will be a minute that there actually is pigo, because as your makrivit, so it's already paka pigolo. So therefore, it's basically, if anything, it's saying the same thing that Rav Gittel Amarav said. That since at the moment that you're doing the Zrika, you're Be'etzem not being Matulakani when it comes to Kachi Kadashi, and you're Be'etzem not making the Emurim Ro'uyim for the Mizbeach when it comes to Kachim Kali. So even though it's Maratza Lepigulai, but nonetheless, it doesn't change the Din of Me'ilah. You see, you would have thought, okay, reaching for pigol is the equivalent of bringing the carbon properly in the normal world. And the male of the Torah was b'chadash din of me'ilah. Kamashman, there's no such thing. In order for it to be me'ilah, it has to be kachay Hashem, meaning that it's ru'uyim for the mizbeach, and it has to remain kachay Hashem, meaning that it never became mutter l'kayanim halacha l'maisa. To be continued. V'atzam chatot ametot, or ma'ot that are similar to chatot ametot, which are chut liyam amela, lo nenin v'lo ma'alin, even mid'rabonin. Amre, that's no kasha, that's a special case. That is true. Chatot ametot, since b'chayehen b'dili minhon, therefore the rabbanon weren't gozer me'ila. But a normal chatat, where the chatat literally died, lafuke echen mechayim, over there, the Rabbanan says, Ula, where goes the Me'ila? Eitver of Yosef the Rabba. But this is a complicated question because it's Chada, Migo Chada, Bechada, Migo Chada. Let me start at the beginning. V'chulan ein metamim v'gadim ha-bet ha-bliyah u'mo'alim ben, even though you changed the mokum of the Malika and the Zrika, and the only case that would be is a completely kosher case. There's no Me'ila. Echata sa'ov, that you were asa'al lamata, kima'aser chata ta'ov, and it was l'shem chata ta'ov, that's kosher. Since it's kosher, there's no me'ilah, because now it's ro'i for the kohanim to eat. Now, katani iluya, that the general klal is, that kol shaya psulo b'kodesh, enu metame begadim ha'beit ha'bliyah, v'kol shalo haya psulo b'kodesh, ar metame begadim ha'beit ha'bliyah, which proves that the cases of a shinui in the Makom HaDam, which is the equivalent of our Mishnah, which was a shinui in the Makom of the Kabbalat HaDam, which was Bedoraim, is considered to be Psula B'Kurdish. Or a shinui in the Makom Alika, the equivalent of a shinui in the Makom Shkita. Fine. And here is my question, because Katani, the third point is, that it says, Kol Shayat Psula B'Kurdish, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, which according to Rabbah is not true. Since only if all of the Kabbalah and the Shkita was kosher, only then we would say Malaloyal. Here it says not like that. To Yufta, to Rabbah, to Yufta. Now, this machloket Rabbah for Yosef, what the din would be, whether Imalo Yerdu or not, a Libet Rabbi Shimon, in cases where the Psul was earlier, was obviously Pshita Leila Rebbe Lazar in one direction or another. The Omer Rebbe Lazar, Olat Bamat Yachid, Now my question is, by Rabbi Lazar, how about a case of an olad b'mat yachid, shechnisa, and you were nifsa? So let's say that you shechted it bedorah, like our Mishnah. Olu ma'usha yerdu. Now, isn't it obvious that mita kamibayle lachada? Since he's only asking this unique example. So Mechlah the Irach, a normal case that was Nishkata Bedarim, he obviously knew. I mean, I don't know what he knew, but obviously it was Pshitalei, either like Rabbi or Rabbi Yosef. No, not necessarily, says the Gemara. He may be asking Chodin Bigo Chodin coming by. He may be saying, okay, normally would it didn't be like Rabbi? And if it were, I still have a question, because that's because it was always meant to be done properly. And the Chitzaket Tikuna, that passes. But since over here, I originally was magish it not to be in this fashion, to have all the dinim of Kachek Kadashim that it needs Shvita B'tzafayim, because the Rosh Halakhah Tikuna was on a Bamat Yachid. So maybe Lo Pasla, and even he would hold that Im Alu Lo Yerdu. Oh, Dilma, just the opposite. What would be the din in a normal case? If you'll tell me in a normal case, it would be like Rav Yosef, the Omar Im Alto Lo Tered, maybe that's only in a normal case, because over there you have a Mechitzah Ketikunah, and therefore it was Kerlate. So Mizbeach already was Kerlated to be Kachi Hashem. But Shaloki Tikunah, where it was never meant to be brought on this Mizbeach, then maybe Enochinemi Lo Kolta Tekun. Omrav Gilomara, Zrikat Pigu, Enomotzi Midei Me'ila, when we're talking about Kachim Kachim, and it's Enomevi Lidei Me'ila, when we're talking about Kachim Kal. Yotiv Abaya, the Kamala Lashmaita, and Rav Papa, Esan Abaya. So then how do you explain the fact that it says, Ashocheta Tatodalifnib, V'lachma Bachutz, and it's not Al Chalot Lechem? Or, even if it was bifnim, but lo karmu panea betanur, and therefore it's not called lechem, even if one is missing, so afilu karmu kulam chutz me'achat me'ah. So the din in all these cases, lo kidesh alechem. Shachatokus lezman avachutz l'mekrem, as is the makshev espigel. So we see over here it says, kodesh alechem, what does that tell you? That pigel, which is over here, chutz lezman avachutz l'mekrem, is my daily day me'ila. Because whatever Kodesh Alecha means, I mean, I'm not sure if it means the day me'ila, but it certainly means to be nifsal with a tvoyom because I already gave it Kedushat Aguf. So in an equivalent case of Basar, for sure, it would be a thiv me'ila as well. Or an equivalent case of Lechem, it would be, even though not mutal akranim, it would take off the me'ila as well. Ishti. Kyoto, Kami, Rabab, Omar, like that is a tremendous difference. Rav Gilam Rav was talking about Zrikat Pigel. And over here you're talking about Shkitat Pigel. And Shkitat Pigel is not, the Pigel isn't yet finished. It's only an incipient Pigel. So meanwhile, indeed, the Shkita accomplishes that it should be kosher to be Nifsal B'Tfulyon. The moment that you're Kaveya the Pigel with the actual Haktorah, or whatever the case may be, at that point, obviously, it's no longer Ro'i L'Kayani. Amalei Ravashi L'Rava, what kind of answer is that? The Omra Ula, Kometz Pigel She'alo L'Gabi Mizbe'ah, I don't care what you're going to say, a Kometz, how could a Kometz be Pigel if by definition there'll never be a Zrika, there'll only be a Shkita, because Kometz is Shkita, and Ul himself calls it Pigel. And you're claiming only Bezrika it's Pigel. Or Malay, it doesn't mean Kemet Spigel, it means the Kmitza, which is the Isser, that is Maite Lidei Pigel, is Poka at the moment that it's put on the Mizbeach.